that night.
When you
he was streetwise. That's the thing. He was streetwise. He walked all of Hartford and he knew it. That's where he's good, and he knows all the streets.
Well,
and if I tell him where I've gone or something, he says, yeah, I know that. He was a hiker, a walker, not a runner, never a runner. But he was a hiker, and he loved to walk. And he wishes he could walk now. And he thinks that when he gets out, he's going to walk out the front door, and he's going to walk to Hartford.
Well, that's a good walk.
Well, I don't know where Vernon was, but he'd work, get up early in the morning, he'd walk to restaurants in Vernon.
Really?
And then he worked at... Is it Adams Rib down?
Adams Mill, yeah.
Adams Mill. He was working there at the time of the interrogation, and even on the morning after he was let go at about 1:30 in the morning, he was up and he was on his way to work at Adams Mill.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hiking there, and he kissed his wife goodbye because she was going to go up and... New England somewhere with the mother and the family. So he
it was sort of like back to a normal day as far as he was concerned.
Yeah, and then they arrested him when he got done that night.
Yeah. Yeah, because they told him he could leave, and he did leave, but as far as he was concerned, it was probably pretty much over with.
Yeah, here he is, the monster of Manchester.
Yeah.